Welcome to the Adventist Music Podcast. This is a show that shares the stories of Seventh-day Adventist musicians from around the world. I'm your host, Khan Elmers. Thanks for joining me and supporting Adventist musicians. In today's episode, we'll explore the life and music of Andrew Purunantawong. He'll be sharing about Nap Phrapon. Andrew is 23 years old. He's a student in theology at Asia Pacific University. And he's also a freelance musician, songwriter, and life counselor. He often preaches and shares messages and makes music to encourage others. You can follow his music on Instagram. Is there anywhere else that they can hear your music, Andrew?
I will try to post on Spotify or for everyone for listen soon. But now, right, the most I use is on Instagram, but will be Facebook and will be YouTube soon also.
Okay, so keep an eye out on Facebook and YouTube for some of his music, and soon to be Spotify. Do you have any songs coming out there soon?
Not yet. Like, this is my first song that I post officially.
Well, that's what we're going to be covering in our episode today. So make sure to follow Adventist Music on Instagram and share the podcast with a friend. How would you like to partner with me in supporting Adventist musicians? Consider giving a donation today. Thank you so much for your support. And now for today's episode with Andrew. Could you share with us who you are and where you're from, Andrew?
Hello, everyone. My name is Andrew Purunantawong, or my nickname is Andrew. So I always use my writer name is Drew, no name. Okay. I'm from Thailand, and I'm a theology student. Actually, I study in Thai program right now for art and humanity for track ministry. Also can be a part of pastor. And my favorite things to do is music and connect with the youth people.
Mm-hmm. That is awesome, man. Mm-hmm. So where does your ministry mainly, but where is it based now?
So the most right now, I still be a student. So the most ministry that I work on it is on our Adventist University at Asia Pacific International University, Thailand at Saraburi.
Can you take us back to a moment that you felt inspired to be a musician?
Actually, I grow in the Adventist family because my dad is a pastor. I love to play music, and God gave me a great opportunity to have chance to study music at Konkan province in Thailand. It's a music school. That time, my dream is I want to be a star or musician star. I also have a lot of experience with composition about the music with many stage in Thailand, even like in Bangkok or many places, and stay the same stage with a lot of superstar. But finally, I cannot get the first prize, even like we playing so good, and all my friends said like we are playing so good, but God give me that talent God changed my life and changed me to do some talent with I hope that he give me this talent to serve him and let a lot of youth people know God by music.
Very good. So take us back to the time when you were at the school there. You said that you went to a school. What was the name of that school again?
Okay, Peace Music Academy.
Peace Music Academy. Okay. Take us back to when you started going there. What was it like? And was there a time where that shaped you as a musician there?
Okay. I want to let you know first, like the music school that we have is from Adventist also. But is working by Adventist Frontier Mission or AFM. So they always take a lot of missionary to be there. It's a good inspiration for me to, because they are missionary, they are the example for me. On that time, I learned from them, but I also have my own way. You understand, right?
And okay.
I love to play my own music, even like the world song or any Thai pop song or rock song or any song. But it's good that they don't judge or close my opportunity, but they let me try to do. That's why I can learn by myself from that experience, from like that music school.
Take me back a bit further then, before, how did your family raise you up to appreciate music?
When I was young, I always travel, I always move with my dad all the time. And I have chance to study in the public school. And when I see my friend play music, I think I love it. On that time, my parents not even have a opportunity to buy a music instrument for me. When I go to school, the teacher allow me to play a little bit. But when I go back to my home, I always, like, for example, I love to play piano, right? I always use my finger on the wall all the time and always imagine the sound when I learn from my teacher at the school. Yeah, little by little. And I think, like, because I grow in the Christian family, that's why I love music. When I go to church, I always hear the music all the time. Okay, my parents always give me like the Thai Christian song. Yeah, for me, like my school that I go study, because I always move with my parents, my school that I study that also not Adventist or Christian school. So I also listen the word song from my friend a lot. And sometimes I feel like I use pop song from my friend to combine with the Christian song when I hear in the church, like hymn or many things that they hear.
I see, okay. But your parents, they were mainly giving you Christian songs, but then at the school, you would hear the worldly songs. What was that relationship like between you and your parents?
Oh, okay. How to say that? My parents also try to tell me to do a Christian song, like to always listen to Christian song. But because like I stay in the public school, with also like I also when at home I also sing Christian song, but when I go outside I listen or listen the other song that can connect with friends or worldwide song or the world song. My parents, we don't have any problem. So my parents is like not strict so much with about the music.
Let's talk more about your music then. How would you describe your music to somebody who has never heard it before?
My music is really about telling story of like faith and everyday life. Right now, like for through simple like melodies and honest like lyrics. Even if someone has never listened to Christian or worship music before, I want them to feel encouraged. Like the songs are a hand reaching out to remind them like they're not alone. So the song that I compose is I want to make them feel like that, like they're not alone.
Can you share with us about that song that you have made and bring us to the place that you created that song?
Actually, I have other song before, but I don't post in public. That's how I start work with the missionary. Okay, but I will talk with one piece that I will show you today. It's about the Naprapon. Or Naprapon is a Thai meaning, but in English it means like count the blessing.
Count the blessings.
Yeah,
okay.
Count the blessing. I wrote this during a season when I feel exhausted and discouraged. On that time, like two years ago, when I so discouraged, and I don't know what to do. On that time, I almost quit the theology, and I think like life is bad. And one day, I realized that God is giving to me, and this make me can like write the melody first. And I imagine on my head, and I write my lyrics little bit. God tell me, I feel like God tell me to write this song, but I still have a lot of things in my head until when I come to start my school again. I can see someone, she invite me to playing special music on church. And I just know her nickname first time. I don't know her full name. Her nickname is Oi. And she invite me and have one time, one pastor, he preaching about how the blessing. I want to let you know first, like, blessing in Thai is mean prapon or pon. Okay? It's a Thai meaning, like, prapon is blessing.
Prapon, okay.
Mm-hmm. And the song is, I say, like, Count the Blessing, right? But her name, her full name is, like, Rappaporn. Rap is mean receive.
Okay.
Her name is, like, Receive the Blessing.
Receive the Blessing.
Yeah, that's her name. Rappaporn.
Oh, okay.
Okay? It's R-U-B. It's not, like, but it's spelled, like, R-U-B, Rappaporn. On that time, that pastor, like, Dr. Surajit, he is our professor in AIU. He liked her name. And on that time, my brain is still thinking about this piece that I want to share about Rappaporn. And my brain still think about it. And on that time, it's come to my head and can fix with my melody. It's her name. First time, like, Rappaporn. If you have chance to listen, you will hear it. It's like, Rappaporn, receive a blessing. I think, like, everyone is received. That's why I change and I think a lot. And to come to be the piece of Rappaporn or Count the Blessing. Yeah, and all the things is make me think about the past or the whole of my life. And I feel like if I count the blessing, this song can be my friend and always and can tell me all the time that even you have a hard time in your life, God always tell you to count the blessing that He be with you, and you will not be down or you will not be bad. All the bad things that you get will be like a blessing to share to others. That's why keep count a blessing and all the things God will let you pass every situation.
Propen hati ke ni tukwan.
sounds like this has a personal message that you have experienced. And have you experienced a moment in your life where you have asked questions about God and then you have counted your blessings?
Oh, yes. First time, for real, I want to quit the theology on that time. I think on that time is like, I'm really bad. I'm doing something bad in my life. And I think like, I should not be a pastor. But that's why it make me like drop the course first and go back home and stay and think. But one thing that I can see that every one of my friends, they always encourage me. They don't want me to leave. And they love me and have one teacher. She sent me a great message also. It's about like, let me count my blessing. How come I can be me or I can be Andrew right now? She gave me like a question like, how come you can be Andrew right now? And how God bless in your life? Just think about the small blessing in your life. So it's make me think about the past. Even like in the hard time, I also can pass, and finally I can keep smile. And
that's how amazing.
Yeah, and this song, I composed for my experience for real, and I hope that can be friend for everyone that exhale or sad or discouraged in the life or feel bad in the life. And this song can be friend and encouragement, or encourage them and show God present and let them cheer up. That all the blessing that God blessed for the past, it can guarantee that God always be with you, and God know how you can patient or how you can stand for it.
Tell me more about what you'd like people to take away from this song.
Okay, for the song, I want to they feel peace, encouragement, and a reminder of God's presence. If someone walks away with a little more hope and the strength to keep going, then this music, I hope, can help them and encourage them to close with God more by count the blessing.
Tell me about the process that you went through recording the song, because I understand that you had help, right?
Yeah. So this is a good thing. So this song, I composed the lyrics by my own self, and I make the music by my own. But I'm really praise the Lord that I still have friends that study at the Berkeley University, that he study about the music. So, and that school is have a lot of great musician. My friends, his name is Andrew Park. He is the one who produced my song. I'm the composer, and Andrew Park, he is a producer for my song. He have a lot of experience for this. And when I asked him for this, like, it's possible can be like what I imagine for this song. He's the one who make clear the melody and clear about the music. He also like, I also pray for him to find a musician for me. And praise the Lord that except Andrew Park, other friend of him that play the music, they are not Christian. They all read my message of the song, and they finally they help us for a very cheap price. Actually, like if I want them to record, I have to pay a lot, but they give me kind of like free. These are things, and I feel like God is blessed. God bless so much for the all instrument or all musician that who come to play or who come to sing.
You mean the musicians volunteered?
Yes, they are volunteer. First time they also asked, like, do we have money to pay them? This is my first project, and I asked for fundraise, but of course it's not arrived our goal. But finally, like, even like they're not Christian, but they understand, even like they different religions, but they think like, oh, maybe like we play for, how to say, like do a good things and encourage the people. Do you understand?
Wow. I do understand. So tell me more.
I think like God also touched them hard. Even like the part of the, if everyone have opportunity to listen, have a part of the voice, or I mean like the second voice or soprano or anything. It's like they also helped me write the part for the song, and even like the string, they also helped me. Actually, I have to pay them for expensive, but they helped me like almost for free. And the special for me more that I always talk with him. This is God is answering me a lot. I like one artist, and she is his friend, and she is really good at electric guitar. So she also come to help us playing. And my friend, that the youth that they're not Christian, they also listen my song, and they said like all the instruments so good, and they never hear the good experience like this. Like they never think about the Christian song. I mean, like they never have experience about Christian song. For Thai people, they always think like it's only the piano and something like holy. I don't know what to say. Like the instrument that play in the church, the most that we see in Adventist church, the most is like string or piano or organ, right? This time is like it's different because we have a lot of instrument, and it can make for the people that non-Christian, they more easily understand too about the Christian song.
Yeah, no, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. So you had quite a variety of musicians that were playing on that track, mm-hmm. and God bless you with a good producer, Andrew Park. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Andrew. Thanks a lot, Andrew, for what you've done and how you've helped him mm-hmm. to produce this song. And I wish you all the best. Your first song, congratulations. And mm-hmm. I hope that there's many more songs from you, Andrew.
Yes, I hope for it.
I will be praying that God will bless your ministry. And in the closing part of our discussion today, I would like to ask you another question. What mm-hmm. are some ways that our listeners could support creators like yourself?
Okay, one is the simplest way is to listen and share our music. I don't think that support doesn't always have to mean money, right? Sometimes just telling a friend about our song or sending a message and encouragement makes a big difference. And of course, like praying for us to creative also means so much. I want to share something like, you know, like in our university, it's close with the Hope channel. And sometimes some video that they make, right now it's a generation of AI, right? And mm-hmm. sometimes Hope channel cannot post the song because the most song we can see is the most song like on YouTube or we release, the most song is from the most Thailand we use is the most is Sunday Church song. But this is not this term of our belief, but the most song we use is from the Sunday Church.
So you're saying like most of the songs that we are promoting and using in our work is not made by Seventh-day Adventists?
Yeah, in Thai it's a lot. I mean like Thai song is not too much. And
continue.
That's why sometimes when they use other music, sometimes I think it's because of when we post in the public, AI is not allowed us to share because the song is from other, it's not from us. That's why it's make some video of Thai have problem. So just the best way, just like don't think that music in Thailand, music is not important so much, but I want to use this way to share like music also be a part of very importance to share a message of God. Some people don't like when you talk just only like no voice, no sound, but sometimes some message in the song can encourage and can let the people know God by the song.
So obviously this is an English podcast, and so I'm assuming that most of our listeners either speak English or maybe another language. Not sure how many Thai people will listen, but I'm sure some of your friends are listening today as well, mm-hmm. which is great. Mm-hmm. Is there a need for Thai music to be created?
Mm.
Thai Adventist music?
Mm-hmm. Yes, true.
Do you think that there is, and why?
Okay, it's like this because like I think like because of this too, I don't know if it's correct or not. Okay, but it's an experience that I see. I can see that the most of Thai people, they always, I think it's the Adventist world for Thai, I feel like it's very small. And for real, like some of my friends that they are youth in church before they leave a church because they feel like the important part for them also like the music. Because sometimes some of them love to listen, of course, like music style of the world song. I know, like, of course, some of Message and JY said, like, we should, like, listen to good music. Because if we listen to world music, can make our mind far away from God. But I think if we can use or we can, how to say, we can make it nice to be like Adventist style or use the correct that music to be in correct time, I think will be great and can make the people know about God more, about God more. And the things that I told you, like we not get a lot of support because of the thing, like sometimes because of Thai people is lack of knowledge also of the Bible. This is the truth. Like a lot of Thai people lack of knowledge. That's why a lot of young people, when we want to compose, we're really shy or we're really scared that our message will make our belief go to the wrong way. So I think like this is important that we have to prove a lot of people for Thai to encourage them by more Bible knowledge, and they can prove with the music what they like. They have more knowledge, right? Of course, like the our type of music is different. So maybe they can pull the people that the same type of music by their message in the song for others to know more by pass by music.
Okay. So let's try to pull this together a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
What music in Thai culture do you see as being very popular right now? And how is your music impacted by that?
Okay, that is a good question. The most Thai right now, the song before is very meaningful. But right now, the most of Thai people, for real, the music that they listen sometimes for the whole song, just only one sentence. And right now for Thai people, just only like, how to say, that's only simple and can make them understand easily. That is okay. That is fine for them. So that's why I think like sometimes hymnal cannot make them understand more, because like right now for Thai people love to listen like some word, for example, like God forgive to me, and explain like how God forgive to me, and finally like the hook is like God forgive to me, like. A lot of Thai people love to listen like simple, like just make a really simple, not too long. This is a reality life. For example, say sometime if you listen to Thai pop song right now, like just only like short or one sentence, that's clear and music showing. That's it. So, and I hope that God will give me the knowledge for compose the song to make the sentence is like maybe one sentence like other word song, but can make the people understand God for by this one sentence that we compose for it.
Mm-hmm. I see. So you want to copy that style?
Some kind of that, because
something like that,
Gen Z for Thai people.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you all the best, and I really hope that God will bless your ministry and that will be effective in where you are and what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for being willing to come on the podcast. And is there another question that you wish that I asked you?
Okay, I think don't have any more. Yeah.
All right, great. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Adventist Music. It was produced by me, Khan Elmers, and a huge thanks to Andrew for coming onto the show. We'd love to stay in touch with you on social media. If you're a musician, tag us on your reels and we'd love to share them on Instagram. And give me a message on your socials too. I'd love to chat. Adventist Music is a podcast that highlights the unique stories of Adventist musicians. We are listener supported. You can give today and help us continue making these episodes. Make sure to listen in on the next episode of Adventist Music.